Panda Talks uses adult language and has adult themes. Viewer discretion is advised.
Cheaper than 400.
I'm sure I could find one for like $30. Decent.
I don't know. How many decent things have we bought for $30?
A lot. Welcome to Panda Talks. I'm Panda,
And I'm Brady.
and I am currently looking up a new computer chair for $30.
And I got a stuffy nose out of nowhere. We just recorded an episode for my YouTube channel, which is the
Attack this.
antithesis to
Oh,
this one. Yeah,
sorry.
so it's Attack This. It's a gaming channel. My profile pic is a pic that you drew of me as Link from Zelda. And
Look at this nice chair for $44.88.
looks like garbage.
Do you need to go blow your nose?
I already blew it twice. I
$26.99.
don't like that. I need a gaming chair like
You
that.
don't need a gaming chair.
I do, because I'm a gamer.
You're an accountant
Not
who is
anymore.
currently a coal miner.
Nope.
Oh, that one's cute, but it's 180.
Yeah, see? The good ones.
All right. Well, yes. So, as we mentioned on the Wands But Rocks episode with Tyler, we were going to do our Hogwarts house sorting. Brady did his. If you want to see how that went, please go check out Attack This. Is it Attack This Gaming or just Attack This?
I think it's Attack This.
It's just Attack This, not Attack This Gaming, just Attack This.
Attack space this exclamation point.
And we are recording on the computer tonight, so we hear a lot of more noise than normal. But
Yeah, a lot of clicking.
it was pretty fun. I will say I laughed until I thought I was going to throw up and definitely was crying. So check out his channel for his results. We are going to do mine now, and I'm going to give the same speech that I've given over and over again on this podcast, and I even went on that little soapbox on Brady's channel, and it's just that this is fun. And if someone wants to live their life by gospel, by I was sorted into this house, good for you. I just feel like after, especially after watching Brady take it, it's really short. How can I get to know you from like those types of questions? Whatever. And I'm in a personality test, so I'm all about that, right? But I truly feel, and I'm maybe this is all preemptive of me saying that, like, I just know I'm going to get sorted into Hufflepuff and I'm just going to have all this like Slytherin memorabilia, like socks and jackets and pocket watches that I'm just like, well, what's the point of having these now, right? I do think your opinion matters because of this look back to book one. They were trying to sort Harry into Slytherin and he said not Slytherin, so he did not get sorted there. I think your opinion matters. And I was mentioning to Brady, and I think, are you just watching TikToks this whole time
No, I'm
and
not.
laughing?
I was laughing at your speeches.
Oh, I thought you were watching TikToks. But and I was even telling Brady, like, I want to know if there's a way to take this legitimately. Where I want to take this legitimately, but I also am kind of curious, like, I want to take it twice. I want to take it once legitimately, and I also want to see if I can kind of cheat and just like kind of put myself in Slytherin, you know? But here we go. Whether I get Slytherin or not, let's find out. Okay, discover your Hogwarts house. Get sorted now. Okay, so the first question is looks like a little tarot card, and it says choose one, river or forest. And we have a problem with this question because it's like both. I would choose both. I would like a nice river forest.
Yeah, like a river running through the forest. It makes sense.
But where does a river run when it's not in the forest? Like Grand Canyon?
It could, no, that one, I was gonna say in the middle of a desert, but I'm like,
But it could, because
I
Grand
mean,
Canyon.
it could.
See, because in my mind, I would choose a river in a forest, but then I put myself in a forest with no river, and then in the desert with a river. Neither of them seem appealing.
Yeah. Like I If you watch the one on my channel, I chose river.
Because you're a water
Spoilers,
element.
because I'm a water element and
I
water.
too am kind of, I bounce on a lot of things, but you know, my zodiological, well, that wasn't astrological sign is water.
Zodiological.
Zodiological. Gosh, you know, I thought I was going to go with River, but then I think about it. I'm just going to go with River. I hate this question. How's it going to know what house I'm in?
Yeah.
After you have died.
I didn't get this question.
You did not. What? So how does it know?
I don't know.
What would you most like people to do when they hear your name? When I die, throw me in the trash. Okay, so number one, ask for more stories about your adventures. Ooh. Miss you, but smile. Think with admiration on your achievements. Or I don't care what people think of me after I'm dead. It's what they think of me while I'm alive that counts. Oh. Shit. Because this one most... like
that one kind of goes with what you said, but...
But, like, I like a lot of these, like, I want people to ask more about my stories. I want them to miss me but smile. I don't really care about think of admiration of my achievements.
And we said this on mine. We tried, or I tried, Amanda's trying currently,
to do it legit.
To do it legit, like answer.
I already said that while you were looking at your TikToks.
Oh. Sorry, I just realized how close I'm like... this is how I sit because my back hurts and it puts me like right next to the microphone. So I apologize if my voice is blasting you.
I don't know. I'm stumped. Which one resonates with me more? I'm trying to think of when I'm dead. Ask for more stories about my adventures. I'm going to go with that one.
You got to scroll down.
Thank you. Which of the following would you most like to study? Merpeople, badass. Centaurs, my daughter would choose this one because she's a Sagittarius.
It feels like a minotaur, maybe. Centaurs are cool, but...
You mean a minotaur?
A minotaur.
Werewolves, vampires, goblins, trolls, or ghosts? This was so hard for me because ghosts... But also vampires. I love wolves, but I don't really give a shit about werewolves and mermaids.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with mermaids.
You do love mermaids.
I do love mermaids. You and two friends need to cross a bridge guarded by a river troll who insists on fighting one of you before he will let all of you pass. Do you volunteer to fight? Attempt to confuse the troll into letting all three of you pass without fighting. Suggest that all three of you should fight without telling the troll. Suggest drawing lots to decide which of you will fight. Okay. Here, I think we're getting into, like, I could definitely see which one's a Gryffindor. And my answer is definitely. I'm kind of stuck between attempt to confuse the troll into letting all three of you pass without fighting. Or suggest that all three of you fight without telling the troll, because gang up on him or confuse him and just like walk on by with no conflict.
I don't know. I feel like personally
you would just volunteer to fight.
Well, I mean, if I'm looking at the one about try to confuse him, I feel like that'll just make him madder. Like if he's not dumb enough to fall for it, which I'm not seeing. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, that's about the drawback, trolls, right?
But if he gets super pissed, then he's going to bash you all anyways.
Right.
So, I don't know. I'm not going to tell you what to pick.
No, sorry. I know you're not. I kept my damn opinion to myself.
I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. I appreciate you here. I didn't think I'd be this indecisive on everything. Like, I watched you take your answers and like, oh, definitely this, except for the river one. That one was stupid.
Well, when I did it, I was like kind of blowing through them because I'm like, okay, this has got to be like 70 questions.
Yeah, it was like three. I'm going to attempt to confuse the troll. That's such a Hufflepuff answer. I mean, it could also be Ravenclaw.
Yeah.
I'm clicking on the wrong place again. Okay. What kind of instrument most pleases your ear? The piano, the drum, the violin, or the trumpet? I'm going with drums because I love a good bass. I know that's not bass, but like the beat. Yeah. Like when you turn up the stereo in your car and just like, thum, thum, you feel it vibrating through your soul. Which of the following do you find most difficult to deal with? loneliness, boredom, hunger, being ignored. One more.
Cold.
Okay, definitely being ignored. I mean, a lot of these. I don't deal well with hunger. I don't diet. I feel like loneliness and boredom kind of go hand in hand. Because when you're lonely, you're bored. And when you're bored, you know. But I think being ignored is my biggest pet peeve. Pisses me off. So I'm going to go with being ignored. Okay. If you were attending Hogwarts, which pet would you choose to take with you? So this is the thing. I mentioned on the YouTube. So sorry if anyone's coming from there and like, oh, she's repeating herself. I would choose a raven. I would want to take a raven with me. Screw owls. Like, owls are cool. I love owls. Fucking ravens?
What? It'd be nice if it said, like, cats, toads, birds.
Yeah.
But it doesn't say that.
It doesn't. And, like, toads, they're, like, good luck charms for witches. Love me a toad. But I'm going to go with a cat, honestly.
I like horned toads.
Ginger cat. White cat, Siamese cat, tabby. Obviously, we're going with black cat. Obviously. White or black? Ooh. Getting into the race card here. I don't know. I feel like my aesthetic is more white these days. More light pastel colors. Rather than in high school, it was, I want to paint it black. Feel like if I click white, I'm gonna be
called racist. Stop thinking about it.
Okay, sorry. I'm not racist. The sorting hat is ready to make its decision.
Oh my God.
I'm in fucking Hufflepuff. I just know it.
Oh, you are.
You talked about how nervous you were, and I was like, dude, it's a fucking quiz. Get over it. Yeah. My heart is like pounding right now.
I told you.
It's so intense. Nervous. And it's loading. Suspense.
Oh my gosh. How did that happen?
Are you kidding me?
She got Hufflepuff. Everybody that's listening at home.
I gotta send a picture to Tyler. Are you flipping him off?
I was, but you can barely see it.
Well, because that took night vision mode and you moved.
Yeah.
So. Okay.
All right. Just April Fools. She got Slytherin.
Yeah, I did not. I did not see that coming. I thought for sure it was Hufflepuff. And I did take it with, like, the most, like, I tried really hard to be, like Brady said, I took it legitimately.
Yeah.
Took it legitimately. So, pride, ambition, cunning. I knew I was Slytherin down to my core. So here's the thing. I don't think I ever mentioned this before. And I have to really check my time because I can only do 30-minute segments on the computer. So in high school, it was required to join a club. It was stupid, but they're like, clubs decrease bullying and violence and bullshit. But I was part of the drama club while the rest of my friends started the Harry Potter club. I wanted to be in the Harry Potter club, but I was in drama and close up because close up was going to take me to Washington, D.C. So I couldn't make time for the Harry Potter club. So all my friends took this, and then I just went with the OC canon of like, oh, well, I'd be in Slytherin because I'm, like, you look at my lineage, my genealogy, and I am, like, very English, very pure blood. And now I've since learned that I'm not that, but at the time, you know, I was like, oh, I'm pure blood, so I'd be Slytherin. So, yeah, that's where, anyways... That's a ramble.
Did you read your thing?
I did not. I was just explaining. I don't know why I felt like I needed to explain. All my friends took the test, and I did not because I wasn't part of the club. So I just assumed I was Slytherin. But now I know, and I'm like, you don't even know how like excited I am right now. You probably know that some of Slytherin's most renowned members include Severus Snape and Bellatrix Lestrange. But did you know Merlin himself was a Slytherin? Or that according to legend, the ribbon of a first class order of Merlin is green to reflect his Hogwarts house. Ooh. Oh, that's so cool. A message from your prefect. Congratulations. I'm Prefect Gemma Farley. Farley? Really? That's my aunt's last name. So and I'm delighted to welcome you to Slytherin House. Our emblem is the serpent. Boo. Bleh. Sorry. The wisest of creatures. Our house colors are emerald green and silver, and our common rooms lie behind a concealed entrance down in the dungeon. As you'll see, its windows look out into the depths of the Hogwarts Lake. We often see the giant squid swooshing by. That's so cool. And sometimes more interesting creatures. We like to feel that our hangout has the aura of a mysterious underwater shipwreck. I will say I do have on Pinterest this little like picture of all the different common rooms. And by far my favorite was Slytherin's. Yeah. Looking out into the lake, I at one point in my life wanted to be a marine biologist. I'm still very much into the ocean. And I know this is a lake, but you know, just like, underwater documentaries just soothe my soul. So,
and I think like was it Lego Harry Potter where you can go down there mm-hmm. and it's like the big window.
Yeah. Yes. Or perhaps in Slytherin you'll make your real friends. These cunning folks use any means to achieve their ends. The Sorting Hat. So, yay! Oh, I'm so excited.
Congratulations.
I want to do my Patronus next, but I'm a little intimidated by that one.
Don't be.
Okay, so watching Brady take the Patronus quiz. Again, I'm really confused. How does it, it's like six questions. How does it choose from six questions? And like some of those questions were stupid, like what was it? Glitter, shine, or glow? And I'm like, those are all like the same thing.
Yeah.
Pretty like essentially, you know, and it's just, yeah, how does it know? But
especially that fast.
If I could choose my Patronus, it would be a wolf. I love wolves. They are, you know, definitely, I'd choose a wolf. But I didn't make fun of Brady's Patronus, but I just feel like karma's gonna have it out for me because I just laughed uncontrollably at Brady when he caught his Patronus, so I'm gonna get something pretty stupid now, I'm sure. A giant squid would be fun to get, though. I don't know, I
didn't look at them all. Only showed so many.
I'm gonna turn this down. The Patronus is a kind of positive force of a projection of the very thing that the Dementor feeds upon. Hope, happiness, and desire to
survive.
To survive. I got so nervous because I knew how to read that fast. So I just messed it up from the get-go. Discover your Patronus. You can only discover your Patronus once. The questions are timed. Go with your instincts. So, all right. Well, I don't think Wolf is one of them. But, yeah, here we go. Brady, you might have to read for me. Relax and think of your happiest memory.
All right.
So for me, that would be the birth of my oldest. You're very close to the microphone. No, you're fine. Okay, dream, dance, or discover? Dream.
You didn't click it fast. I'm just kidding.
It didn't yell at me like it yelled at you. Salt or sweet? Oh, shit. Oh, both sweet. I should have went with salt.
It's kind of like one of those things when you get older.
I'm like, I want both. It's I want mostly salt. And then salt. Yeah, I want salt.
I have the hiccups. Crap.
You didn't get that one. Around, under, over. What? Around, under, over?
Hurry, it's instinct.
Over. I'm over it. This is too slow. This spell requires fast reflexes. Try another. Oh, screw you.
Be nice.
Screw you.
She's flipping off the TV.
Okay, lead, escape, save. Ooh. This is annoying.
Yeah, go watch My Hero Academia.
Why?
Because save. That's just what that reminded me of.
Oh. All right. We got to like go through some animations to get to the next question. Sorry. If you've never taken the Harry Potter quiz on Pottermore, together, alone, together.
Ooh, together. Opposite.
Brady chose alone.
Spoilers.
Well,
If they haven't watched
love,
it.
Love, trust, hope, love.
Love. Yeah, sorry. You just watched this mouse fly through the air with sparkles. I think you finished.
I think I did.
You got a click and drag and release. Ooh. You got a
dolphin.
Oh my gosh.
How stupid.
That's the most common one.
Oh, I am such a basic bitch.
You're common.
I hate dolphins. I don't hate them. Actually, do you know what? I will say this. They talk about in Johnny Upledger, he's the father of cranial sacral therapy. He wrote a book called My Inner Physician, or Your Inner Physician. Just Your Inner Physician? Your Inner Physician and You? Really good book, especially if you're LMT.
There was a toy and I bumped it onto the ground.
And he talks about massage with dolphins. So that's pretty cool. Dolphins are really into energy. I did just go off about how I want to be a marine biologist. I just don't like dolphins because they're rapey. But at the same time, I want to do a massage with dolphins.
Your Inner Physician and You by John E. Upledger.
Oh, such a good book.
John E. I was thinking Johnny.
No, John E. Upledger. He's phenomenal. Okay. The Patronus Turned. It was...
It's just a quote from the book.
What does your Patronus say about you? Is he going to say I'm smart? I'm going to say bullshit.
Dorphine. It's going to be the top.
Most popular.
Oh.
Dolphin. It is a good thing that dolphins are the most common Patronus form because they're friendly, sociable mammals. Hey, I'm a friendly, sociable mammal.
Hell yeah.
They live in pods. I should have chose salt. They live in pods, communicate in squeaks, whistles, and clicks, and are incredibly playful creatures. If you have a dolphin as a Patronus, perhaps it matches your own extroverted personality. Fuck you. That's kind of right. If that doesn't sound like you, maybe deep down you're more outgoing than you thought. I love how you laugh at me sometimes. What are you doing? Are you taking pictures of me?
No, I'm not.
All right. Okay. Well, shall we do our wands?
Yes, we shall.
Yes.
Sorry, I didn't make sense.
Six
minutes in. You can.
We're more than 6 minutes in because I fudged the.
Bust it.
Fudged the recording.
You did.
Okay, if I were to guess, as we mentioned on Wands But Rocks, I would like to have a maybe pine, one I didn't get to, but cedar is also kind of like an important tree, just because I have family from Cedar City, and we lived there, and it was the most happy 2 years of my entire life. And as for cores, oh, that's what I wanted to look up real quick, but I apparently don't know how to pause the recording on the computer.
There's not an option. You can either stop or continue.
I just wanted to look up wand cores.
Wand cores, Harry Potter.
Harry Potter.
Oh, give you the quiz. Don't read the quiz.
No, I just want to know, like, what different cores can you have? Because Tyler asked, and I would, so there's unicorn, dragon, and Phoenix. So there's only three you can choose from. Oh, I thought there was a whole wide world of them. I'll probably get unicorn. Let's be honest. Where am I? Okay. So if I were to choose, I would like pine or cedar. I didn't look up the attributes of a cedar tree.
Yeah.
I probably won't get it. And I'm guessing unicorn. I never thought about the core, to be honest. I didn't even read what the attributes were on that little thing I looked up, but. All right. First of all, would you describe yourself average height, tall, or short? It's really funny because my whole life I thought I was tall because my family's all very short. So I always thought I was tall, tall, tall. I'm of average height.
Yeah, I think you're tall
in the real world.
For a girl.
5'5"? Pretty sure that's average.
You're not 5'5".
I'm 5'5".
I feel like you're like 5'8".
I feel like we always have this discussion. If I'm 5'8", then I'm 2 inches taller than you.
Why would you say I'm 5'6"?
I'm just kidding. So he would piss you off.
That's so rude.
I have blue eyes. Was the day on which you were born an even number? See, when I first asked you this, I got excited thinking it was going to be like...
astrological.
Yeah, but you said yours was an odd number.
25th.
So mine's an even number. Do you most pride yourself on your determination, originality? I said that weird. Originality, imagination, optimism, resilience, kindness, or intelligent? I would say not intelligence. Mm-hmm. Imagination or kindness. But kindness can get you in trouble if you're too kind, which I'm learning. So I'd say imagination. Traveling alone down a desert, deserted road, you reach a crossroad. Do you continue left towards the sea, right towards the castle, ahead towards the forest? You chose the forest?
Yeah.
I thought you would have chose the castle, for sure.
I thought about it, but then the more I thought about it, the more I was like, forest.
Do you most fear fire, darkness, isolation, heights, or small spaces? I'm not afraid of heights, but I'm afraid of falling. If that makes sense, I'm going to go either isolation or darkness. Because I am actually afraid of the dark. I never wanted to admit it, but the older I got, I'm like, do you know what? I am afraid of the dark. I get scared when I'm home alone at night. I'm going to go with isolation. In a chest of magical artifacts, which would you choose? Silver dagger, golden key, ornate mirror, dusty bottle, glittering jewel, black glove, or a bound scroll. I don't know. All these seem lame. Probably a mirror. A jewel? Mirror. I don't know. Dagger's pretty badass.
This is your last question.
I know, but... No, is it? What about the troll thing?
This is 7 and 7.
Oh.
Which one of your questions was different than mine?
Well, you got the... Remember how I was like, which one of these would you... See, I didn't get that.
Was that on this or was that on my other one?
Oh, I can't remember now. I'm going to go with the mirror. And I got...
Larch.
I've never heard of that. With a dragon core. Would you want to quickly for me look up like larch tree? Hold on, I'll just do it because I'm... Tree.
Oh.
Meaning.
Large.
Okay, so strong, durable, and warm in color. Oh, I'm definitely not that. I'm pasty as hell. Larch has long been valued as an attractive and powerful wandwood. Its reputation for instilling courage and confidence in the user has ensured that demand has always outstripped supply. This much sought-after wand is, however, hard to please in the matter of ideal owners. Trickier to handle than many imagine. Oh, and trickier to handle than many imagine. I find that it always creates wands of hidden talent and unexpected effects, which likewise describe the master who desires it. It is often the case that the witch or wizard who belongs to the larch wand may never realize the full extent of their considerable talents until paired with it, but that they will then make an exceptional match.
Mm.
Did that sound like me?
Yeah.
Did it?
Well, I just feel like you're always undercutting yourself and you're never...
Oh.
You're never giving yourself credit.
Oh, sorry. I wasn't listening to you. I read, so I typed in the larch tree meaning like we did on Wands But Rocks, and it said, whatever the season, larch is an elegant tree. It symbolizes maternal love because it is very often offers food and shelter to squirrels and birds. So just that maternal love made me go, aw, okay, I guess I'm coming around to a larch wood. What did you say?
I said that I feel like you always undercut yourself.
Oh.
You're never giving yourself full credit.
No. Thanks. I guess. I got a dragon core. What did you get? Did you get dragon core as well?
I got phoenix.
That's right. You got phoenix. As a rule, dragon heartstrings produce wands with the most power and which are capable of the most flamboyant spells. Dragon wands tend to learn more quickly than other types. While they can change... I can't. Is that a T or an L?
Well, they could change allegiance.
Allegiance? My eyes are going bad.
Well, it doesn't help that the screen is tiny right now.
They can change allegiance if one from their original master. They always band strongly with the current owner. The dragon wand tends to be easiest to turn to dark arts, though it will not incline that way of its own accord. See, like the it's just look like two L's.
Yeah, it does.
When it's uppercase and lowercase, it looks like so. Sorry. It is also the most prone to all three cores to accidents, being somewhat temperamental.
Temperamental.
11 and a half inches. 1 inch shorter than you. God damn it.
Is that bad?
Just like in our marriage.
Did you want
or just
a
like
one?
In real life. No, I just wanted one bigger than yours. Most wands will be the range between. We read this on yours, but I'll just read it if I can. It helps when I highlight it in blue. Most wands will be in the range of between 9 and 14 inches, while I have sold extremely short wands, 8 inches and under, and very long wands, over 15 inches. These are extraordinarily rare. In the latter case, a physical peculiarity, I can't read, demanded the excessive wand length. However, abnormally short wands usually select those in whose character something is lacking, rather than because they are physically undersized. Many small witches and wizards are chosen by longer wands.
Do you think that means, like, for a huge wand, it would be like a giant?
Possibly.
Like, how big do you think Hagrid's wand was before it got busted?
Well, yeah, and then how much of it is the umbrella? Is it just the tip of the umbrella, or is it like the whole?
Because I'm pretty sure it said in the book that they broke the wand.
Yeah, they broke it.
And then he took what was left and turned it into the umbrella.
Yes.
So I don't know.
Yes. So what was your flexibility?
Oh shoot!
It's like
I think it was kind of flexible.
Mine is surprisingly swishy. I almost wanted to say swifty,
but then it kind of doesn't give you really,
which I don't know if we're allowed to say that anymore. Damn it, don't have heroes, don't like celebrities. Wand flexibility or rigidity denotes the degree of adapt. I can't read, I didn't highlight it in blue.
Adaptability
and willingness to change position by the wand and owner pair. Although, again, the factor ought not to be considered separately from the wand, wood, core, and length, nor of its owner's life expectancy and style of magic, all of which will continue to make the wand in question unique. So, all right.
Congratulations.
You're state champion. Oh, all right. Well, Larchwood Dragon Core, 11 and a half inches.
Are you going to do... Oh, never mind. That's all of them.
That is all of them.
Never mind.
I thought Tyler said that he took a quiz and found out that he made wands.
Oh, I don't know.
Or did he just say that would be...
That's just the one he wanted.
That's what he would want.
We could look around on the website and see if...
Pasty, pasty white. White girl.
White girls.
I'm saying that because I'm now making my little character. So, sorry. Okay, well, that was very riveting. All right, Brady.
Yes.
I don't know if that first bit was recording. Shit.
What do you mean?
I noticed, well, no, I haven't noticed, but I just feel like you always get to do the fun part.
Yes.
Of the Mad Libs.
Uh-huh.
And I want to do Mad Libs, so.
All right.
I figure today, especially since we're like only 30 minutes in, we have a whole freaking, I can't think all of a sudden. We have a whole 30 minutes. So how about you do a Mad Libs? That's a very short Mad Libs. I found some online.
Okay.
Hey, do you want to take a gay test?
No.
Gay test. Am I gay?
Because the answer is probably yes, and I don't know. I'm not ready to change my whole life because of a test.
So I figured we could both do a Mad Libs. I'll do one where you fill it out, and then you can do one where I fill it out.
All right.
Let's do... Ooh.
Oh, my gosh. Do you want to save this for you?
Fine.
Can you right-click it and open it in a new tab?
How about... Okay. Variety.
Oh.
Are you ready for this? Do you need a minute, my good sir?
Yes. I do not remember what an adjective is. Let's do moist.
Good adjective.
Moist, jiggly, I can look. And voluptuous. You know how to spell that?
How do I spell it?
V-O-L-U-P-T-O-U-S. I don't know. I've never actually. I'm so sorry. I had my sound.
All right. So that was three adjectives. Give me two nouns.
Oh, I wish it would say. George Washington and Abe Lincoln. Verb ending in E-D. L-I-N-C-O-L-N.
Thanks for calling me out on the podcast.
Verb ending in E-D. Boned. I don't think we've used that one before, have we?
Two nouns.
Noun. Boobies. Booby. B-O-O-B-I-E.
I know how to spell booby.
Sorry. I got excited. A butthole. Place is a brothel.
Noun?
Noun is, Dolly Parton.
Adjective.
Huge.
Whoops. I have fat fingers.
Sweating.
Sorry, verb ending in ED.
Does that count? Sweating? Is that something you do? Yeah, sweating. I don't know if that counts.
Noun.
A bicycle.
This is going way too fast.
Sorry.
No, it's fine because it's like dead air, but.
Verb ending in ED.
Verb ending in ED.
Plowed.
Adverb. We're just going to hit random word because we hate.
Face first. All right.
Okay. Plural noun.
Into vagina. Vaginas.
You really want to do vaginas?
Yep. I've made up my mind.
I can't spell.
You got it.
Three adjectives.
Gosh. What have I used? Jiggly, moist.
You've used moist. That was your first one.
Really? Oh, it is. Yeah. Smelly. Sticky. Hairy.
That's not how you spell. Wait, is that an L or an I?
It is an I.
Why can't I read on the computer screen?
Because I got it hooked up to my recorder. It's small.
Oh, okay.
Female name, Amanda.
Oh, you sure you want to go there?
Yep.
What if it goes bad?
It will. All
right, go mad.
All right.
Whistle? Once upon a midnight moist, while I poured jiggly and
pondered.
Sorry. We're doing The Raven by Edgar Allan Poe.
The Raven.
Poe. Did we say that?
No.
Once upon a midnight night moist, while I pondered jiggly and voluptuous over many a quainting curious, George Washington, a forgotten Abe Lincoln, while I boned nearly napping, suddenly there came a booby of a butthole gently rapping at my brothel door. 'Tis some Dolly Parton, I muttered, tapping at my brothel door. Only this and nothing more. Ah, distinctly I remember it was in the huge December. And I separate sweating ember wrought its bicycle upon the floor. eagerly I plowed the morrow. What? What?
I can zoom in.
Oh, thank you. Eagerly I plowed the morrow. Face first I had sought to borrow from my vagina's surcase of sorrow. Sorrow for the smelly Lenore, for the stinky and hairy maiden who the angels named Amanda, nameless here forevermore.
Gotcha.
Gotcha.
That's what you get, you're smelly. You're neither of those things. I'm sorry.
Okay, so Sweeney right, Todd Sweeney for Todd. Me.
Do I gotta move?
Well, I was gonna ask, do we need to move or do you just want the...
No, you can move. Can I do
this? This is a wireless keyboard we are working with, sir.
Oh, shooty dangs.
Okay, hold on. Are you prepared for this? Oh, Mel in room. Oh, you're in trouble. Oh my gosh.
Okay, what? Adjective.
Well, we're gonna go with jiggly because it's my favorite.
Okay, verb.
Gyrate. Brady's the melon room. City. Let's go with Chernobyl. That's a city.
Oh gosh, cheat.
I don't think that's a noun. Bottle.
Bottle?
Bottle.
Body part plural.
Nipples.
Get an answer, get an answer. Occupation.
Wait, you just put nipple.
Did I? Shift tab. Okay.
Occupation, let's do... I gotta think fast. Hurry. I want to say barber, but I can't do that because he's the demon barber of Fleet Street.
Barbie.
Let's do... cop.
Cop.
That's not funny.
Adjective.
Adjective. I can't even think now. I'm like so disappointed in my... I thought of another good adjective, but now I can't think. Let's do erect. I hate that word.
Erect. Occupation. Occupation. Okay, occupation.
Occupation. Mortician.
Mortician. I don't know how to spell that. Hopefully it's right. Noun.
Damn it. I'm like, I have some good ones, and now that I'm on the spot, I don't have any good ones. Let's do handcuffs.
That's not all it is. So for some reason, I was thinking it was a person.
We are going to random word for the adverb.
Adverb, humorously, perfectly. That's what I was going to write.
But isn't that just an adjective?
I don't know.
Verb. Action word. Thrust.
I don't know why I keep capitalizing them. It's not going to matter. Body part.
When we say body part, could I say something like sartorius?
You could. Nobody's going to know what you're talking about.
Okay, so I should not do... Can we do like carotid artery? Does that count? I'm just trying to think of like, okay, fine, do elbow.
Noun.
Why do you keep looking at me like that?
Because it's what my face looks like. Freaking jerk. Thank you. All right. Back. Noun.
Oh, noun. Gosh, can we do T? That's thing, like, isn't it?
T-E-E?
Yeah. No.
Or T-E-A?
Yeah.
I was thinking golf.
Oh, number 16.
Okay, 69 it is. All right. Oh, what the hell? You just hit search.
I hit search?
Yes.
Oh, shit. Are we going to have to redo everything? Oh, no, we're not.
Okay.
Go mad.
After jiggly years in exile for a crime he didn't gyrate, Brady, now Sweeney Todd, returns to Chernobyl to find his bottle dead and his daughter in the nipples of the evil cop Turpin. In his anger, Sweeney goes on an erect rampage on all Chernobyl with the help of Mrs. Lovett. He opens a mortician shop in which he lures his victims in with charming handcuffs before humorously ending their life with a thrust of his razor. That one worked pretty good. The thrust of his razor across their elbow.
And I could have done carotid artery.
You could have. But not one T killed, nor 16 men can satisfy Sweeney's lust for revenge on those who've caused his Years of Pain.
Yay! You know, I honestly expected it to be the Ballad of Sweeney Todd. Attend the Tale of Sweeney Todd.
So you tried to do that like that?
No, I didn't. I tried not to.
Yeah.
You know what? Next time it asks for a person or a noun, we should start saying Macho Man.
Macho Man. Oh my gosh, I thought I was dropping it. I bumped it and then it wasn't going to fall, but I thought it was going to fall.
He's talking about his keyboard in case anyone's like, what the hell is it?
I'm sure they heard the freaking clamoring of me shitting my whole pants.
Well, we're only at...
What was it?
10 minutes, so... How about some spooky ghost stories?
Okay.
All right. Where did we last left off? Because I feel like things have been quite active recently. So what did we talk about last time? Do you recall? I know Happy. Ooh, everyone, go check Attack This. Brady played Banjo Kazooie. I think it is episode either 3 or 4 of that series. Y'all remember when the toys started going off, and I said, if Happiness Bunny moves, I'm going to scream. Well, Happiness Bunny moved.
Yes.
While playing Banjo-Kazooie. It was quite a ride. So, that happened.
It's pretty intense, not going to lie.
Yeah. Pretty...
I mean, I didn't see it move. I just saw the aftermath.
Well, because it was so for content, it's this really big bunny. How tall would you... It's as tall as our 3-year-old, and I just took her to the doctor, but I can't... How tall would you say she is? Like...
2.5 feet?
I was going to say 3 feet. So yeah, 2.5, 3 feet. The bunny's about that big. It's a big stuffed animal, and we have like a big basket full of stuffed animals, and since this SOB is so huge, he sits on top.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the only way he can sit on top is if he's, like, pushed up against the wall, right?
As he currently is.
I'm staring him down. If he moves, if you just hear running, it's because Happiness Bunny moved and I ran out of the room. But, and we'll get into his name in, like, 2 seconds. But, like, so, I'm not gonna lie. I feel like an asshole. I fell asleep while we were recording, and I hate myself, and I'm sorry. Please forgive me, but... I wake up, like, and we had been recording this, I think it was the second half, so it had been an hour already, just like the toys before. No one was over there, no one was moving, no one was wiggling anything. I don't think any cars were going by at the time.
No, I'm pretty sure it was, like, the dead of night.
But I just, like, kind of wake up to see Happiness Bunny, just his head just slouch forward, and then he just starts to fall head first onto the floor, slowly, but... We had, like, a rocking horse up against that basket at the time, so his head got stuck there. And then he just laid there until morning. So that was, like, how it happened. That's what happened.
Yeah.
And it was pretty freaky because, like I said, he was up against the wall. Like, he's leaning backwards. Just the way his legs are positioned. Like, there's no real... Like, someone had to have pulled him, because even in the morning when I was showing Brady it, I, like, went and pushed him back up against the wall. And, like, tried to, like, pull him forward a little bit, and he would just fall back against the wall. So,
yeah,
that was a thing. Because I feel like, I can't remember the events that happened last time, that you were like, I'm going to bless the house. You never did. Happiness Bunny happened. You didn't bless it still. And then I feel like... Just all weekend, my kids were...
Being weird?
Yeah, freaking weird. Like, all three of them woke up with nightmares. And one's been sleeping in my bed constantly. And I just... Yeah. I don't know. I just feel like a lot's been happening recently. And I've been seeing a lot more. What I've been seeing is little shadows that I think is my toddler. But then she's not here. But I've seen him running around. And then do you want to share your... I say horrifying. You said that she was like, oh, it wasn't scary. But, you know, pretty unsettling story you had with our 5-year-old.
Why is this taking so long? Yeah, so I was putting our oldest to bed, and she does this thing that I'm sure most kids do. When I'm shutting the door, she wants to have like a last minute conversation. Or what am I doing? I don't know what that is.
Oh, those are my chocolate mushrooms.
The chocolate wieners.
My chocolate dicks. They're so yummy.
So she always tries to like prolong, I'm going to say, she likes to prolong her going to bed. So as I'm leaving and shutting the door, she'll like try to start a conversation, do whatever. Usually I try to just shut the door, but today she just started going. She just led with dad. And so I just stopped and I was like, oh, what? And then she proceeds to tell me, she's like, sometimes when you're gone, I don't know if you sleep with the door open.
Sleep with the door open. Well, their door's closed always.
Yeah. So I don't know what she's talking about. Maybe this is an old story. Well, last
night she slept with it open. Well, she was scared.
I was there last night. Was
it? Oh, she slept with it. Oh, this is a funny story. I'll get into in 2 seconds. But we slept with her. She slept with her door open last night.
Mm-hmm.
Because you fell asleep on the couch.
I did. Yes. And you can tell that story later.
Yeah.
But she was telling me that she one night while she was sleeping with a door open. So the way our house is kind of set up weird. So where her pillow sits, if she looks straight east.
Out her bedroom door.
If she looks straight out her bedroom door, it goes straight into my bedroom and into another door. But the door is right next to my bed. So it basically looks into my bed. We'll just say that. And so she was telling me that she could see out into the door and she saw a big shadow in my bedroom right by the door. So basically would have been standing next to the bed, standing next to where I sleep. But I was at work. And she said that she told it, just come here. Like, come here. And I was like, you called it into your bed? Like, I was going to get mad at her. I was going to get mad at her and say, you don't invite things like that into your bed. It's, you know, you just don't do that. And then she said, well, I invited it into mom's bed. And I was like, all right, how do I don't know, like, I don't know what to make of this. Like, I can't be like, well, don't invite things into your mom's bed, you know? But she was like, invite into mom's bed, whatever. And then I don't know when this was, but I'm assuming you probably had a rough night of sleep. If this is all 100% kosher, like 100% true, whatever she said.
We just can't accurately track back to when this was, unfortunately.
Well, and we can't say whether or not it's true because it could be 100%. So she told me that story that she invited into your bed, which was pretty crazy. But then I'm like, all right, well, I'm going to go. And she hits me with this other gem where she's like, yesterday when I was 5, which would have been almost 2 months ago at this point.
When she says yesterday, she just means in the past because she's only 6. She's still grasping the concept of past and future. There's yesterday and there's tomorrow. And that is like, was I'll say, oh, I'll do that tomorrow. And she'll be like, really tomorrow? And I'll say, no, in the future. And well, what's future? And then I'm like, well, the future is tomorrow. Which is like, I don't know how to explain the future in simple terms.
Yeah.
Kids are wild.
So she was talking about that and she goes, basically yesterday when I was 5, I was in the living room where we are currently. And she says, I looked over towards the thermostat. And then what did she say? She said she saw a big shadow by the thermostat. And we haven't really given a layout of our house, but basically the story that I told where I'm sitting on the couch and looking through the doorway and something that looks like no face leans out, looks at me, then goes back. That's in this doorway that she was talking about. So she said the doorway by the thermostat, which is right that same doorway where I saw the big shadow creature lean out, look at me. And then when I looked at it, it was gone. But without me telling her anything, she says, I saw, I don't remember what she said, a shadow, I guess. She saw a shadow peek out behind, or just standing by the doorway with the thermostat, and she told it to come and sit down because she thought it was me. And I was like, holy shit, dude, that's freaking pretty close to my story, you know? Like, talking about pretty close to my story of seeing, I'll just call it a shadow creature, because I don't, that's basically all I could see it as. It was like a shadow with a face. Well, not even a face, a shadow with a mask. Like, no face. But I remember thinking and seeing that, and I was like, holy shit. And then she tells me a story. I've never told her that story. I've never told her, because I have no reason to. I don't want to make my kids afraid of this house. You know, like, yeah, it's got its own share of problems, but they're not like, most of the stuff going on is temporary. Like, it just kind of moves through, which is kind of the vibe we've set up for this house, is that if anything is here, it's more of a transition period, like, pass through, you know, don't stay here. If you're a spirit, just pass through, go to where you need to be, but don't, nobody's allowed to like live here, whatever. So I never told her that story about the thing peeking out at me, and then she, you know, she dropped that bomb on me, and I had to come out, and like, it was funny because it was like, it gave me goose pimples, and you know, made my eyes tear up, whatever. Like, it freaking, it was legitimately creepy. Like, just hearing that story and knowing the experiences that I've had in here with, you know, I'm not saying like every time I sit in here, I see that thing. I'm just like, oh, could have been something crazy. But yeah, that was my ghost story. I had one the other day when I was editing videos on the computer to put up on my YouTube channel.
And attack this, go check it out on YouTube.
I think we talked about that at the start of the episode.
Pretty sure. Yeah, but I plug the podcast relentlessly on your YouTube, so I think
that's true.
It's only fair to plug your YouTube relentlessly on this.
But yeah, so I was sitting there editing my channel, and out of my corner, out of my periffs, I could see something. It basically was like kids running back and forth. But this would have been after my kids were in bed, and I thought I saw you, but you would have been in here because it wasn't, I don't think it was quite bedtime. But it was late, maybe not. I can't remember right now. But yeah, and I just kept seeing things out of the corner of my eye, and I'd look over and nothing. So I don't know. I feel like they've been increasing. I feel like I can agree with your statement that this oh my gosh, that scared the shit out of me. Our little baby just woke up. But yeah, so that's my experience.
Should I go get him, or should we let him have 5 minutes?
We'll let him have 5 minutes.
Okay. Hopefully he doesn't be too loud. Because he has been waking up crying and then, like, immediately going back to bed. I'm just worried because that TikTok we saw, but that's another story. Okay, so going back to some funny stories. So let's talk about Happiness Bunny real quick. So he, if there's any fans of the American version of Shin Chan out there, they have a big giant stuffed bunny called Happiness Bunny. It's really fucked up. It's really fucked up when you really think about it, but it's funny when you don't think about it, where a little girl just takes out her anger on a big stuffed bunny and she just punches it, and she calls it Happiness Bunny because she gets out all her ouchies on it. I think that's what she calls it.
I can't remember.
But so when we acquired this big bunny, we decided to call it Happiness Bunny as an homage to the American version of Shin Chan, because we freaking love it. Go watch the anime. You have to watch
top five shows of all time.
You have to watch it in English though, because it's just a completely different show. Like,
yeah,
they didn't translate the direct dialogue from Japanese, because I don't remember the full story, but something like they wouldn't release the stuff. I don't remember the full story, so
That is where Happiness Bunny got its name. And at one point in the series, Happiness Bunny does come alive because he's sick of getting beat up. Who does his voice?
Oh my gosh, I don't know his name, but he's the bat in...
Rosario to Vampire?
Rosario to Vampire. Who else is he?
He's someone like, in Auron High.
Yeah, he's like a main character in a show, but I can't remember.
But yeah, so... one of my favorite quotes comes from that. Happiness Bunny says, "I long for death. I yearn for its cold embrace." And I'd always say that when I was like having a bad day at work. Just be like, "I long for death," or "I yearn for death. I long for its cold embrace." So that's why when I was like, "If Happiness Bunny moves, I'm freaking out," because he's just gonna like,
he's coming for you.
He's coming for me. Even though we don't beat up on our Happiness Bunny. But, and then the second story that's really funny is, we're currently reading Howl's Moving Castle. Great book. I know we talked about it on the book dump. I'm reading it to my daughter, and I have to not read it on weekends because Brady's also listening to it. But last night, Brady fell asleep almost immediately. I kept kicking his foot and waking him up, but he kept going back to sleep.
I'm sorry.
And then him and our daughter fell asleep during the last half of the chapter. So then I was like, "Are you guys kidding me?" Like, whatever. So then I like woke up our daughter. Everyone knows her name by now. I woke up our daughter and I was like, "Hey, go pee and go to bed." And I thought that I woke up Brady. So I go to bed and put my daughter to bed. I go to bed, fall asleep till 12 when my middle child, my 3-year-old, wakes up because she's having a nightmare. She kind of fell asleep early, so I think she's just hungry. So I like put her in my bed, went and got her an applesauce because she fell asleep before dinner. And we just, listen, this kid's an enigma. Like when she falls asleep, like she's dead. Like you cannot wake her for anything. So we tried to wake her for work. Anyways, not important. Go to get her an applesauce and come in and Brady's still on the couch. So I go and kick him on the foot, and so annoyed that I have to wake him up again, and I'm like, "Would you like to join us in bed?" And he just like gets up and shoots out of the house, and I'm like, "Where is he going?" He must be checking the pump or the furnace, because we have to do those things. Yeah. Otherwise we won't have water or heat. Like that's a common thing in this house. And then I hear him like, I go pee and I hear the car start, and I'm like, "What the heck?" But then I was like, well, maybe he had to like make sure, like sometimes we have to just start it randomly because if it's like on a cold night and it doesn't, like it will just die. So maybe he's just making sure. I don't know. I was trying to justify it, but I was like, what the heck? So then I like hear you come in and your car's still going, and I walk out and I'm like, "Are you going somewhere?" And he said to take our daughter to school. And I was like, Brady, it is 12 o'clock at night. To which you reply, what time does she gotta be to school? That's like 9 o'clock, and you like looked at your watch and were just like so confused. And I was like, Brady, it's still night, like it's not the next day. And you're just like, I can't remember what you did, but you're just like, oh. And I just like walked out and turned off the car, and I was like, what the heck just happened? And I had to get back to my baby in my bed, so I, like, went to get her, but I was just, like,
I was
so crazy.
I was so confused. I'm thinking I was having a dream where, like, you were getting mad at me for not getting out of bed to take her to school, and I'm like, shiz, I gotta get... That's the only thing I can think of that was going on, because I'm, like, looking back, I'm like, she didn't say anything about school, but in my mind, she said something about school. So
you just don't listen to me ever, even. So I said, "Do you want to join us in bed?" And you're like, "I gotta go to, yeah. Gotta drop my kid off at school."
I was panicking. I was like, "Oh my gosh, I'm freaking. She's gonna be late. I can't believe I've done this."
Oh, you silly bitch. I've been laughing about it all day. It was just the funniest thing. It was just weird. Like, are you going somewhere? But what really kills me is I'm like, it's 12 o'clock at night. And you're like, well, what time does she have to be there?
I was so confused. I got my hair stuck in my bracelet now.
I'm just like, 9?
Cow. I know.
8:45.
I think about it and I'm like, I have no reason. I have no justification. I just like woke up, ran straight to my car and turned it on because I'm like, I gotta take her to school.
Like I said, it was the what time does she gotta be there? That really did it for me.
Like, I was so out of it. I'm not even gonna lie.
Oh boy.
I found that guy.
What guy?
That plays Happiness Bunny, but it's probably not a big.
Oh. What's his name?
His name is Jerry Jewell.
I feel like we knew that. I'm sure he's in a lot. Who is he in Aura on High?
He's in a ton. Let me see.
Did I tell you about that time I met, I was in cosmetology school, and this 50-year-old woman.
Arai.
Arai? Who's Arai? In...
I don't know. Arai.
I don't know.
He's in One Piece.
Well, everyone's in One Piece.
Well, we haven't made it there yet. He's going to be, how do they say it in... She's a clown. I can't remember how they say it in Japanese.
He's Caesar?
He's going to be Caesar.
Oh, I wish you'd watch it so I could get caught up in English.
Yeah, I need to.
Yeah, but you never will. But anyway.
He's the bat in Rosario the Vampire, but we remember that.
Je t'aime. Yeah, so.
He's in Sekire, which is a good show if you like boobies.
Go listen to our anime.
I want to finish it. They had a season 2 and I really was interested.
Listen, like I don't care about nudity. It's fine. But when you get punched so hard your clothes fall off, it's only funny in Do Rah Rah Rah. Because it only happened once. It wasn't a reoccurring trope that happened every episode. It was just one time the guy got punched so hard and the way his clothes fell off was like so funny. They didn't explode off. He just like twirled in the air and like there goes his shoes, his pants, his shirt. Oh, he's hit the ground. Hilarious.
It's in Shimonetta, but it's just additional voices. Yeah, I don't know. And like, it's one of those things where I'm like, the show, I thought the show was super good. Like, did it need nudity? Probably not, because it was basically like, I mean, I guess the concept of the show is like, this dude, this kid has, I don't know if he's a kid, whatever, 18. We'll say he's 18.
Let's hope he's 18.
For argument's sake. He gets these girls called Sekireys that are basically Pokemon. It's the same idea. Like, he takes them home, trains them, and then they fight other Sekireys.
And they have to kiss.
And they have to kiss, yeah. He kisses them to awaken them, and then they get powers. But, yeah, it was really good. I watched the first season. There was a second season. I never watched it. Maybe I will. At this point in my life, like, I just never watched it, but it was a good, I really enjoyed the show. I'm not gonna lie.
I got annoyed that it had to be. I hate this argument because I just come off like a prude. Like, no matter what I say, I can't win. But it's like, I'm fine with nudity if there's a time and a place for it, and even if you like do it for humor, like there's still a time and a place for that. But like, this was unnecessary. Like, it was literally like, okay, every episode, 15 minutes in, they're going to get in a fight and clothes are going to fall off. Like, it was just so unnecessary. I mean, that's what was annoying about it. Because, like I said, like, I don't care about, like, Shimonetta is one of my favorite animes. And that had some nudity in it. But it was, like, I don't want to say tasteful, but, like, it served a purpose. All the nudity, all the mushrooms... You know, the girl that looks like a phallic symbol. Like, they all had... Did I use that right? You looked...
No, you did.
That was our furnace. I'm sorry. I'm
trying to remember the girl, and then I remembered her haircut.
Yeah, she looks like a big dick. But, like, you know, and everything just served a purpose. And it was funny. But it was there for a reason. It wasn't every episode, you know? It was just, like, when it was needed. And so I really appreciated it. And there's other animes like that, too. Where it's, like, nudity's there, but it's when it's needed. And I don't mind it. It's when it's just, like, oh, Prison School. Perfect example. Prison School. that has a ton of nudity in it, but it's all hilarious and like for a purpose.
I guess it doesn't really have a ton of nudity, but it has enough to. It might have more. We need to buy the Blu-ray.
What, Prison School?
Of Prison School. Because that was one of my... Oh my gosh. I love that show so good.
So funny.
But I don't know. It's one of those things where you look at it and I go, okay, yeah, it has a ton of nudity. Going back to Sekirei, I'm like, it has a good story. Bunch of nudity. Like, I don't know. It's... To me, it wasn't a big deal. But at the same time, I'm not going to let my kids watch it. I don't know. I just looked at it and I understood what it was. Like, it's a straight, etchy anime. Like, it's, that's what it is. But the storyline was good for me.
You were just into it for the tentacle porn.
There was tentacles?
I'm just kidding.
I missed that? No, it did get convoluted because at one point a boy turns into a girl. I can't remember the premise of it, but I remember that's what happens. And I'd have to watch a second season to let you know what happens besides that. But yeah, no, it was a decent show. But that was a huge tangent.
Well, I'm not going to tear you down for liking it. I'll just say not for me and move on. But
I'm 100% supportive of anime boobies.
Oh my gosh, or, I thought you were gonna say something completely different there, and I was just like, dude,
you know,
podcast. But
if they want to show anime wieners, I like to be
no, that's not what,
unbiased. Anyway,
I think that's a good segue from, we are officially House Gryffindor and House Slytherin.
High five.
I didn't think I could do it. I thought for sure I'd be Hufflepuff because I'm like, school's for everyone. One love. Love all. But I am Slytherin.
And I'm so Gryffindor.
Like, but at the same time, how does it know? It asked me like three questions. And the questions were like heads or tails, black or white.
And this, like, is kind of what we talked about. Like, does it matter your answers? Or is it like how fast you answered the question? Like, that's where it gets me. It's because I'm like literally, especially because like the Patronus one, no, it wasn't the Patronus. It was the wand one. The wand one's like, okay, here's seven questions. And then it picks your wand based off the seven questions. And I'm pretty sure it said, like, this is how fast you answer the question, whatever.
And especially if, like, all the questions are different. Because I could see, like, when we take the... This is what we should have been talking about. Not damn Sekirei, but... No offense. But, like... Because when you do the psychological questions, like, one I wanted to do on the show, and maybe we still will, is, like, okay, you're walking down a path. You find something. What do you do with it? We're going to, and then, okay, now continue walking. Now you come to a river. What does it look like? And, like, so every answer is different, but the questions are the same. And, like, depending on your answer, you know, that means something different. So, like, if all the questions are different every time, like, how does it know?
Yeah.
Like, I was skeptical going in, and just because I got the results I wanted doesn't mean I'm not going to be skeptical now. Like, I'm going to be fair. But, yeah, I just, like, how does it know? How does it do that? But I am tickled pink to be Slytherin because I thought for sure I'd be Hufflepuff. And I'm going to text Tyler about this. But I'm like, he probably thought I should be Hufflepuff when I said I'm Slytherin. He's probably like, nah, that bitch is Hufflepuff.
I don't know. Maybe Slytherins can tell other Slytherins. I don't know.
I don't know. But like I said, I mean, Slytherins and Hufflepuffs complement each other, and they are a good pairing, but, like, which is funny, because then you would think Ravenclaw and Gryffindor would be a good pairing, but they're not, because they're both too proud to be, you know, admit the others, right? But, like I said, I'm all about love, and let's, you know, everyone can go to Hogwarts, it's fine, like, Mudbloods allowed. I'm for Mudbloods, you know. Half-Bloods, I guess.
You're not a real Slytherin.
I'm not a real Slytherin. God damn it. But, no, I am. The Hout said so. The Sorting Hat said so. The official Pottermore website. And I just...
The authority on the subject.
I had a thought, and I can't remember where it was going. And I'm rambling to get back there, but it's not working, so...
I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. It was fun. I had fun. You have a fir wand... I have a wand I've never heard of, but it's gonna be fun.
Oh yeah, I can't even remember what it is.
It was fun. I had fun. What a great first half of the episode.
It was. I thoroughly enjoyed it. Like I mean, I'll be the first to admit, like, I love Harry Potter, but I'm not like a Harry Potter nut. You know what I mean? Like, if it's on TV, granted, the last time I had cable was 10. No. We lived with my mom for a minute when we were married, and that was probably the last time I had legit cable. But I don't know if I watched Harry Potter in there. But anyways, whenever Harry Potter was on back in the day, I used to watch it. And so I love the show. I've read all the books once.
Officially,
I've read all the books once, but I've never put myself under the subject of Harry Potter super fan.
And I thought I was a super fan, and then I met Tyler, and now I think, and no offense if he's listening, I don't mean this in a bad way, but I truly did think, like, I love Harry Potter. It is part of my identity. It's so great. But then after meeting him and talking to him, I'm like, I don't think I'm a fan anymore, because he's a fan and I'm not anywhere near his league. Like, I just like it. But you know what? I still feel like it's a part of my identity, like a huge part, because I first read the books in third grade, and I feel like I, like, by the time the movies came out, I was like the same age as the characters, you know, like,
I feel like
that's right. I feel probably younger, but like, I just felt like I grew up with the Harry, like, those shows came out up until I was in high school. So, like, I feel like I went to school with them, and, like, high school was really shitty for me, and, like, what helped me get through that was One Piece, and I reread all the Harry Potter books. And I kind of gave up on the movies because Order of the Phoenix came out, and fuck that movie, fuck that book. They are by far the worst in the series. Any diehard Harry Potter fan would agree with me. I'm sorry. Yeah. Like, they're good, but they absolute.
Well,
every series has a shit book and or film or whatever, and Order of the Phoenix is that one. But so I will say, though I'm nowhere near Tyler the super fan, and I love him, and I love hanging out with him and doing Harry Potter stuff, because I feel like I learned from him, and it's fun, and it's fun to be around a super fan. So again, I can't stress enough. I'm not trying to, like, say that in an insulting way.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I still think it's a huge part of my identity, though I'm not as diehard as Tyler is. But, yeah. I, again, had a thought. And then I rambled. I'm rambling to get back there, and it's not working, but...
No, you're good. Final verdict. Do you... I guess this isn't really a final verdict. I was just saying, would you endorse this? Would you say... Because I was, like, kind of skeptical going in. I'm like, what if I answer all these questions to the 100% of my ability, and then it puts me in some house that I feel like I don't belong in? But I know enough information about myself to correct it and be like, you know what? This is what it said for me, but this is what I'm going to do. But at the same time, I answered the however many questions. I don't know. I'll go back and look, because I felt like it was more. But now after listening to you, I'm like, maybe it wasn't that many. Maybe it was like 5 or 6, maybe even 7. But would you endorse this as, I mean, I guess I'm not going to say it like, as the authority, but would you say do this if you're a Harry Potter fan?
Okay. I am going to stand absolutely where I stood before we did it. And if you want to do this, if you want to live and die by Pottermore, the hat put me here, this is where I am, then go ahead and do it. You do you, boo. But I am still very much a fan of headcanon, and I am still very much, very much, 1,000% in the house of, that kind of works, in the realm of, I can't think of the word, but like, you choose, you choose what house you're in. Yeah. I truly believe that to my core. Because even Harry went and had the talk with the hat in book, was it 4? 3 or 4?
I can't remember.
He had the talk with the hat saying, Did you put me in the right... No. Chamber of Secrets, because he's talking to the snake. And parcel tongues are mostly Slytherin, so he's questioning, right?
Yeah.
If Tyler was here... Tyler, if he's listening, doubt he's listening, because he's too cool for this podcast, is probably screaming at his phone right now that it was his book. But, like, talking to the hat, he's like, should you have put me in Slytherin? And the hat's like, well, I've never made a mistake, but I still think you would have been great in Slytherin. You know, like, the hat, like, took Harry's side into consideration. And how many more people did he do that? It barely touched Draco's head when it yelled Slytherin, and everyone's like, oh, because evil oozes off of him. Well, no, maybe he was, maybe he was so stressed about, I hope I get into Slytherin because my father's going to be disappointed if I don't. And the hat could sense that and took it into consideration. Slytherin. Mm-hmm. Same with Ron. If I don't get into Gryffindor, my brothers are going to bully me. So put him in Gryffindor. You know, like, I think it takes your... I truly believe to my core, it takes your answers into consideration. And if I was Tyler and I put all this time and research into Pottermore, I'm sure it says somewhere that that legit happens. So that was a long, rambly answer just to say... If your OC says you're in some other house and Pottermore puts you in wherever, go with your OC. You be in whatever house you want to be. Because ultimately, I do think you have the choice. And though it is fun to look at the characteristics, and like I said, with Brady, I said, given your characteristics and your family, I would say you're in Gryffindor.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So it is fun to do that. It's another personality quiz, but like... Yeah, I'm just rambling. I'm going to stop. You do you, boo. Short answer. You do you,
you do you. I, like I said before, I didn't know whether or not to support this. It was, I thought for sure I was going to get something that I mean, my Patronus is its own.
Yeah.
That's its own thing. But
well, I'm not happy with my Patronus either, but you know what? Maybe I'll just go back to my headcanon. My Patronus is a wolf. You can have a dragon.
Well, and to be honest... Sorry, Johnny. It's late. To be honest, I did what I set out to do. I answered all of the questions.
Legitimately.
Legitimately. Maybe it would have been different because... Like we mentioned, it started out... I missed the first question because I didn't know that you had to click on it. Because I didn't read the instructions before. So... If it would have worked the first time through, I wonder what I would have got. Well, you know, maybe I might have gotten the same thing.
In the little break between doing Mad Libs and doing this segment, I downloaded Pottermore the app, and it was about to let me retake the Patronus quiz. So maybe retake it and see if you get anything different.
Huh.
Because, though a wood mouse, like, had some characteristics that I think definitely define you, you are not a mouse of a man, so.
Yeah, I don't know what that says about me, if it's literally like you're a mouse of a man. Or, I mean, because some of the stuff that it said fit me, so I'm not going to be like, oh, it's complete BS, I would have never, blah, blah, blah. But it seemed like some of the stuff in the definition fit me. And so, like, maybe there's more to this than I understand, so.
Right. Well, we should end this, because it's been well over an hour now. But thank you all so much for listening. Once again, please check out Attack This on YouTube and see Brady's half, because...
It might end up on TikTok. I don't know my TikTok, but I'm pretty sure it's...
About cried. I seriously thought I laughed so hard. Brady's a funny man.
I'm pretty sure it's under Attack This as well.
It's Attack This. Oh, your TikTok? Yes, it's Attack This. Yeah. I think it's one word, not two. I could be wrong, but...
We'll see.
I've been Panda.
I've been Brady.
And have you taken the Pottermore quiz? What house are you in? Leave these things down below.
I just took it. I was Gryffindor. You were there.
And we can't wait to talk to you next time.
And we love you.